يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ
Believers, do not swallow interest, doubled and redoubled, and be mindful of Allah so that you may attain true success. Doubled and redoubled, and be mindful of Allah so that you may attain true success. The major cause of the setback suffered at Uhud was that precisely at the moment of their victory, the Muslims succumbed to the desire for worldly possessions and turned to collecting booty rather than completing their task of crushing the enemy. Hence, God thought fit to raise a barrier against this excessive adoration of money and to urge them to give up usury, which keeps man constantly absorbed in considering ways and means of amassing wealth and generally whets his appetite for money.
وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
And have fear of the fire, which awaits those who deny the truth.
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ
And obey Allah and the Messenger, that you may be shown mercy.
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
And hasten to the forgiveness of your Lord and to a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth, prepared for the God-fearing.
الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين
Who spend in the way of Allah, both in plenty and hardship, who restrain their anger and forgive others. Allah loves such good doers. Allah loves such good doers. The existence of interest in a society generates two kinds of moral disease. It breeds greed and avarice, meanness and selfishness among those who receive interest. At the same time, those who have to pay interest develop strong feelings of hatred, resentment, spite, and jealousy. God intimates to the believers that the attributes bred by the spread of interest are the exact opposite of those which develop as a result of spending in the way of God, and that it is through the latter rather than the former that man can achieve God's forgiveness and paradise.
وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَن يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ
These are the ones who, when they commit any indecency and wrong against themselves, instantly remember Allah and implore forgiveness for their sins. For who will forgive sins save Allah, and who do not willfully persist in the wrong they did?
أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ
They shall be recompensed by forgiveness from their Lord and by gardens beneath which rivers flow. There they shall abide. How good is the reward of those who labor?
قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ
Many eras have passed before you. Go about then in the land and behold the end of those who gave the lie to the directives and ordinances of Allah.
هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
This is a plain exposition for men and a guidance and admonition for the God-fearing.
ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Do not then either lose heart or grieve, for you shall surely gain the upper hand if you are true men of faith.
إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ.
If a wound has befallen you, a similar wound has already befallen the people who are opposed to you. We make such movements to men in turn so that Allah might mark out those who are the true men of faith and select from among you those who do not really bear witness to the truth. For Allah does not love the wrongdoers. If a wound has befallen you, a similar wound has already befallen the people who are opposed to you. This alludes to the Battle of Badr. The intention is to point out to the Muslims that if the unbelievers were not demoralized by the setback they suffered at Badr, when the Muslims should not be disheartened by the setback they suffered in the Battle of Uhud. And select from among you those who do not really bear witness to the truth. The actual words of this verse, وَيَتَّخِذُ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَىٰ, can be interpreted in two ways. One meaning could be that God wanted to select some of them so that He could bestow upon them the honor of martyrdom. The second meaning could be that out of the hodgepodge of true believers and hypocrites, which their community consisted of at that moment, God wanted to sift those who were truly His witnesses over all mankind.
وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
And makes men go through trials in order that He might purge the believers and blot out those who deny the truth.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Did you think that you would enter paradise even though Allah has not yet seen who among you strove hard in His way and remained steadfast?
وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
You previously longed for death in the way of Allah. Now you have faced it, observing it with your own eyes. Now you have faced it, observing it with your own eyes. This is with the reference to those companions who had urged the Prophet, peace be upon him, to go out of Medina and take on the enemy there because of their ardent desire for martyrdom.